It's a Sonic 1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic 1029.com.
Hey, thank you so much for downloading Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 139. A colorful tapestry of pop culture and entertainment news stories woven together from little shreds of my afternoon radio show. Heard weekdays 3 to 7 on Sonic 1029 in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Oh, and sometimes we have bands, too. In fact, next week's podcast will feature highlights from our live acoustic set with the Sheepdogs, who will be performing in the Sonic Listener Lounge. Hey, if you enjoy the podcast, don't forget to rate it on iTunes, add me as a friend on Facebook, or, of course, follow me on Twitter at Laneroo. LaneRoo. Thank you again for downloading and enjoy Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 139.
Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Brooke Mueller was arrested over the weekend for assault and cocaine possession. Shocking, right? Yeah, I haven't been this surprised since the last 25 times she was arrested for the exact same thing. Seriously, that woman is in and out of handcuffs more than David Copperfield. And Neil Patrick Harris has issued a public apology for using the word tranny on Live with Regis and Kelly. He did this bit where he inhaled sulfur hexafluoride, which is sort of the opposite of helium. It lowers your voice. And he remarked, quote, "I've never sounded more like a tranny in my life." You know what's weird? Had he said transvestite, I think people would have let it slide. I know it's not the most sensitive comment, but he wouldn't have caught flack for it. So what are we upset about? That he shortened the word? Transmission, we also shorten that to tranny. It's not derogatory. It doesn't belittle your car's driveline. It's just a long word and we shorten it. I don't know about you, but I don't issue a public apology every time I call my grandmother granny either. And the Kardashians are reportedly planning legal action against a woman who is selling a product called Kardashian Lash. Yeah. She claims she didn't think the family would mind because the proceeds go to send Honduran orphans to cosmetology school. Yeah, I can picture their little faces now. I don't want clean water or social stability. I just want to go to beauty school.
Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Starbucks' new eggnog latte is back in stores for Christmas. Now, in case you're wondering why it's so delicious, well, that's because a venti topped with whipped cream actually has more calories in it than a Big Mac. Seriously, it's basically like drinking a pail of melted ice cream. Which is why I'm going to try to limit myself to no more than 3 per day. Ooh, and this headline caught my eye. Beer saves man's life. Yeah, a man stranded in a remote area of Alaska with no emergency kit says he survived by eating frozen Coors Light he happened to have in the back of his car. Didn't have any food or drink, so he decided to cut the lids off and dig the frozen beer out with a knife. You know, which is weird because that's exactly how my mom used to drink it when I was a kid. Always made me nervous. I was like, Mom, hands on the wheel. And there's a new upgrade for the Xbox 360 that turns the gaming console into a TV box with dozens of channels and even movie rentals, all controlled by voice. Oh, finally, something to ease the burden of pushing a button to change a channel. How lazy are we? Apparently, we've decided channel surfing is a little too close to physical activity. Wow. I feel like Stephen Hawking probably gets more exercise than we do.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Forbes magazine released its Best Actors for the Buck list, which looks at the money that each star brings in relative to what they make the studios. At the top of the list, Twilight star Kristen Stewart. For every dollar she makes, the studio makes $56. Not bad. Although I don't think I'd call it the best actors for the buck list. I think I'd call it the actors with the worst agents list. And 25% of us will kiss a coworker at the company Christmas party this year. Guess that means the other 75% of us will be busy kissing something else. The boss's ass. And the TV show Glee has revealed a couple of highlights planned for the new year. The show will feature a special guest appearance by Chewbacca in one episode, and a tribute to Michael Jackson in another. Yeah, a man covered in body hair and a man who couldn't grow any. Yeah, they cover the whole spectrum in that show. And finally, a second grade teacher in Traverse City, Michigan, is under fire for removing the word gay from Deck the Halls. Yeah, she said she did it because her first and second grade students kept giggling while singing it at a Christmas concert. Don Me Now, Our Gay Apparel. Well, was she afraid the kids would think the song was talking about assless leather chaps and sailor suits?
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
You may remember Demi Moore posed naked and pregnant for a Vanity Fair cover back in the day. She later went on to marry a man young enough to be her grandson. But it's her daughter, Scout, who's raising eyebrows these days. Well, I mean, not Demi's eyebrows, obviously. With all the Botox, those things aren't going anywhere. But Moore's 20-year-old daughter with Bruce Willis, Scout, recently posed for a photo shoot wearing assless chaps. Yeah, just like yours, Pancho. And hey, ever watched the show Mythbusters? The show is doing a segment on projectiles fired from a cannon to see if they'd launch at the same speed as a large steel ball. When a minor miscalculation sent a cannonball through the wall of a home and into a parked minivan. Now, thankfully, no one was hurt. Although it would have made a great story. Oh, yeah, that scar. Yeah, that was from where I was hit with a cannon. And doctors are warning Oprah to lose weight. The 57-year-old media mogul recently clocked in at 280 pounds. She's had to give up all her favorite foods, double-crust chicken pot pie, sour cream pound cake, even bacon peanut truffles. Seriously, I'm not making that up. Although it does explain why arterial sclerosis and type 2 diabetes made Oprah's favorite things list this month.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, Hulk Hogan is suing his ex-wife Linda over allegations she made about him in her new book, Wrestling with the Hulk, claiming that the Hulk actually had, quote, homosexual encounters. Well, to be fair, the guy did make his living greasing up his half-naked body and rolling around with other dudes. Now, sure, I could make a Jake the Snake joke, but let's just move on. Charlie Sheen's ex-wife, Brooke Mueller, has been formally charged in conjunction with her arrest last week. Cocaine possession with intent to traffic. Yeah, they're saying Brooke Mueller could have been dealing drugs. Charlie Sheen, of course, has not a chance. I mean, he pays Mueller $55,000 a month in child support. She certainly doesn't need the money. And medical news, smoking can make your nipples fall off. Yeah, doctors claim that women who undergo breast surgery are at an increased risk of having their nipples turn black and fall off because nicotine and carbon monoxide restrict blood flow to various parts of the body, like nipples. Smoking can make your nipples fall off. There's a warning you won't read on a cigarette pack anytime soon.
The Lane Mitchell Show. Mitchell Show podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at Sonic1029.com.